sun was shining bright. I've been in the valley when the clouds were black as night.
I've been betrayed like Jesus. My friend here was betrayed.
Then I prayed till victory came. There have been times I really thought, Lord, you don't even know my name.
But I've been blessed, and I've been down to where I didn't know what to do. But in the times of joy and sorrow, Lord, I've learned to lean on you.
See in the house of the Lord this morning. Say amen right there.
Amen. Well, happy homecoming this morning. Good to see everybody. Welcome to Calvary Baptist Church. And there's an excitement in the air, I feel. And I'm excited to be here. And it looks like you're excited to be here. So we might as well worship the Lord this morning in spirit and in truth. And without the Lord, where would we be? That's the question. And really, I don't even want to think about where I would be, Brother Allen. But the Lord intervened in my life, 2002, November 19th, and I haven't been the same since. And I'm like Paul this morning. I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize. I'm trying to apprehend that for which I've been apprehended. And he has a lot for me in store and you. It looks like Brother Leonard has something to say this morning. Man. Still love birds. How about that? How about that? I hear you singing this morning, brother. I hear you singing. What a blessing. What a blessing. And God's good this morning. When he's in your marriage, he'll make it work. And you take him out of the marriage, you take him out of the relationship, stop coming to church, stop reading your Bible, and you stop praying, everything will fall apart. And he's what we need this morning, and he's all we need. David said in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not be in want. I shall not want anything. I am perfectly content with him. And so praise the Lord this morning for you being here. And honor and a joy to have Pastor Alan Young with us this morning. And I really don't ever, I don't know if that phrase is proper English or not, but I really don't ever ask another pastor that pastors and preaches on Sunday mornings to come and preach here because I know how difficult it is. But I feel like we have that kind of relationship together where we could work it out. And, of course, Brother Snyder Turner, I was unable to get him. I kind of reached out to him a little late, a little close to homecoming. And so I spoke with him yesterday. I said, if you don't mind, just go ahead and mark your calendar for next year. And tonight, which was last night, and so he did. And And so, but it's just a joy to be here. And I got a lot of singing this morning, and we'll hear some great preaching in just a little while. So let me just say this, and we're going to pray, and I'll give it back to Brother Allen. Three things today. Number one is Calvary's annual homecoming. Number two, we're remembering what happened on 9/11 back in 2001. And so we certainly wanted to integrate that in our service this morning, to just along with all of the worship and praise, just have a moment as we introduce the service, open things up, to just think and reflect upon all of those who ran in those buildings that day and gave their life, and for the likes of the civilians there in New York. But also, it's Grandparents' Day. Believe that? Three things in one day. And so we've got a full plate this morning. And so we're remembering, we're thankful for grandparents. We are grateful for those who gave their lives on 9/11. And we're thankful for Calvary's homecoming this morning. Two prayer requests I have, urgent needs here. Let's remember Miss Ruby Harper in prayer. And I believe it's, without the Lord intervening at this moment, I believe it's getting close. Would that be correct, Brother Brian? And texted Brother Steve Harper last night, and I know that some things are in preparations for her. So let's remember her. Remember, even though how things are, that God would intervene. But also, Brother Jeff Hodges has kidney surgery this coming Friday, and they're removing a mass from his kidney. And this hasn't been made known a lot to the church, but I wanted to lift Brother Jeff up for the surgery he's getting ready to have on next Friday. So let's pray and ask the Lord to touch these needs among other needs, but also let's just let the Lord have his will and have his way this morning. And we welcome all of our visitors. Brother Allen, looks like you have some folks from your place that are here, and family and friends on this side. I got some one or two that are visiting for the first time. And so what a blessing and what a joy and honor it is to have you with us this morning. Let's pray. Father, we come in Jesus' name today, and we're so very thankful that we're able to have an annual homecoming here at Calvary. And Father, I pray for those, the families of those who gave their lives, Lord, in those twin towers, the day that the cowardly enemy came into our land, thought they were doing a service for Jehovah, for their God, whoever their God is. But we know the Bible says that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead one. You died for us. The enemy came in that day and destroyed many of lives, lives that will never be the same again. But in the middle of all of that rubbish, Lord, you have allowed families to rise and start over and remember their loved ones that died that day. And we're reminded, even out of that situation, the devil and every demon of hell tries to discourage us, tries to defeat us. But somewhere in the process of all of that, God, you have a will and a way and a purpose, and you allow us to be stronger from the struggles. And so, Father, we just pray for all of those families who are still starting over 20 years later. And God, we're thankful for our grandparents today, all those that are represented here today that have grandkids, great-grandkids. Lord, I'm thankful for the older generation who has been faithful to you, who has came to church through the years faithfully, who has gave their tithes and offerings to help support the local assembly. Thank you, God, for the older generation. Thank you, God, for the younger generation. But Lord, help us that are in the middle, God, the middle agers, to bridge that gap. Lord, help me, help those who are my age, 30s and 40s, 50s even, Lord, to stand up and hold themselves accountable for Christ and to say, I will move forward. I will not go back to Egypt. We will move forward and cross over this Jordan, no matter how big the situation may be in life, no matter the difficulty, my family serving Jesus. Help us today, Lord, bridge the gap and move forward. Thank you for the older generation. And God, today we pray for Brother Jeff that you would touch him, guide the hands of the doctor, remove this mass, Lord. I pray that it's removed skillfully and he comes back to help speedily. Father, we pray for Miss Sharon as well. She's with him during that time. God, we pray for Miss Ruby. You touch her in a mighty way, the family. Only you could create such a miracle, but you are the miracle worker. And so we are trusting you with this situation. Thank you for the Palmer's anniversary, Lord. Help us look at their marriage and to know that we need to keep Christ the center of everything, marriages and all. We too can stand up 60 years later and say, we made it with Jesus. We love you today. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Choir, if you'll stand with me. Church, would you stand with me this morning? Sing one of my favorite songs. This is a great homecoming song. It says, when we all get to heaven. Because of the presence of the Lord, sweet Holy Spirit being here today, and we are so thankful for that. I would like to leave one other prayer request with you, if I could. Please remember the families of the two sheriff's deputies from Cobb County. They're lost this week, and coming from a law enforcement person and a first responder's heart, I was so broken to hear that news that morning, and it's just so devastating. But please remember those families in prayer. And I believe both of those have been in law enforcement for a little less than 5 years. And so just please remember their families. So devastating, such a tragedy, as well as 9/11. And we live in a very strange, and it seems just, it's hard to understand from day to day what could very well take place. And so it's a treacherous time, but God's still in charge and in control. Amen. And we lean on Him and we trust in Him. And please be with pray for those families. Pray for the others that we had a prayer request for this morning as well. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. We're going to move a little quickly this morning. We have a great deal of singing that we want to share with you. Now, you didn't see a bus sitting out there, I don't guess, this morning for a big group coming in. But we're going to use our talent here at Calvary today. I know that you'll enjoy that. Ladies on some will be singing, the choir will sing a few more songs, and then we have some of our young folks who are going to sing as well. So again, I'll quit talking, and we'll start singing here in just a minute. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Ask God's blessing on the offering, both the gift and the giver. It'll be a time of fellowship immediately following. There's plenty of food down there. We're going to ask everyone to please stay. Pastor will give us a little more directions. We'll get a little closer to time. Now, you know what Brother Snyder always said? You know you're the one standing between us and food. And he always said that. I know I'm the one that's standing between you and your food. But just Hey, take your watches off for a little bit, all right? Let's not worry so much about the time. This is His time. We're here to worship Him. Lord, we love You. Praise You. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity we have to be in Your house today. Lord, thank You for this great group of people that are here. Lord, there is an excitement because of Your presence here today. Lord, You've heard all the prayer requests, and You knew them even before we spoke them. And God, I'm so thankful for that. And Lord, I pray that You would touch the families who are going through some very difficult times. Lord, I pray that You would, Lord, just hold them close to You. Love on them as only You can do. Heal, Lord, where healing is needed. Touch the hearts of the broken. And God, I pray again that You would just, Lord, help us to remember what took place on 9/11. Lord, I pray again that You would just continue to be with us in the house today. With Brother Allen, in a few moments, he'll open the Word of God. Let's preach the Word of God. Lord, I pray that the power of God would so fall in this place. Anoint the singing, accept our worship and our praise, and a blessing offering. And we'll praise You and thank You for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will remember.
signs and wonders. You've shown your power with precious blood. You showed us your grace. You've been our helper, our liberator, the giver of life with no end.
We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands.
Oh.
I told you we're going to try our best just to walk on through this thing a little bit. Walk me through that fits right there, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And the ladies ensemble is going to sing a few songs for us. Then we have a couple of songs from our younger ladies that are going to come around. So just make this a matter of prayer again. Turn the watch off for a minute and let's worship.
Sweet companion, he meets with me.
Sometimes in this life, you might get discouraged. You wonder if you're all alone, you're just barely hanging on. Just stop and remember all the things He's done for you. Just look up to Jesus, and He will pull you through. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world. Forsake us, and it's true. You're my today and my tomorrow. I'm not living without you. So I'll give you every breath. Lord, use me as you will. You made a way when there was no way. I can help but worship you. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. You're my Savior, you're my anchor, you're my refuge through the storm. I can't help but speak your name, Lord. We're gonna praise forevermore. So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
Great opportunity for me just to say this next song that we're about to do, I heard it a few months ago. Ah, if I'm going to cry, I won't make it through it. Maybe I'll cry on this end of it. I heard it a few months ago, and we were getting ready for church, and CJ played it, and I said, where's that song? Where did it come from? We played it again. Because, you know, we're either going through a storm, we've been through a storm, or we're getting ready to go through a storm. All of us. We've all been there. So this song, this just says, in the middle of my storm, he's always there. And I'm so thankful. That's if Jesus lives in your heart, if you've been saved, you have someone there with you all the time. And I'm so thankful that as a 16-year-old girl, down in that little room down there, on one of those little colorful chairs, I asked Jesus into my heart. And since that day, I might not have always been there for him, and I might not have always been there and doing the things I should, but in the middle of every storm, I can look back. I could sit here and just rattle off the storms I've been through, where I could see Jesus holding my hand and holding on to me. And I just encourage you right now to let this song speak to you. If you're in a storm, going through a storm, or you're going to go through a storm, I pray that you'll let him just be there for you and hold your hand and walk you through, just like we sang a minute ago, walk you through that storm. And I just pray that this song is a blessing to you this morning. I've been there in the lowest of times. I've had questions in my mind. I've been scared, but I know I have a Savior who knows right where I am and hears my prayer. In the midst of all my problems and the burdens of this life, I will call upon the one who can get me through the night. Lord, hold my hand in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. Middle of my storm. I don't know how the story will end. I didn't see this in the plans you have for me, but I know that I
reach the other side. I will keep my eyes on Jesus till my faith becomes sight. Lord, hold my head in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you. Middle of my storm. Lord, you're greater than my problems, greater than my fears. You are greater than my weakness, greater than my tears. And you've never let me down. And you are here with me right now. Lord, hold my head
in the middle of my storm. When I'm sinking down, help me to stand. When the waves are crashing round, may I keep my eyes on you.
Because, Lord, you're the only one who can help me get through.
You are the only one who can help me get through.
The sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. But I've just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there I came to know my God enough to stand and say,
even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, He is faithful and true. He carries His children through like He said He would. Even in the valley, God is good.
This road of life has led you to a valley of defeat. You wonder if the Father has heard your desperate plea. There is hope in that rugged cross where tears of sorrow dwell. Can't you hear Him gently whispering, I'm here and all is well.
Even in the
Well, this is homecoming, isn't it? And I was sitting there thinking as they were singing that the story of the prodigal. Whenever he came home, when he returned home, there was singing for his homecoming. And we're going to continue that for a couple more songs. So proud of our ladies group. So proud of our choir. But I'm so very proud of these young ladies that are getting ready to sing. I believe we have a solo and then we have a group song. And so whoever's up, you come on. Miss Shiloh.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets.
Well, I wanted to formally do everything this morning, so great job, ladies. Great job, everybody that sang this morning. And I felt like a rocket right there on that front pew getting ready to take off. My feet get to moving, and I'm sitting and trying to tap dance at the same time. But anyway, it's been so good to be here. Thanks again for all the visitors and friends and family. Without any further ado, Pastor Allen, you come around and bring us the word. Let's give him a warm welcome this morning.
Right in there. Mercy alive. What's some singing? Amen. I believe a Jehovah's Witness could preach after that, don't you? Good gracious. Homecoming day. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting us. Come over. This is a homecoming. This is a home church for us. We came here, I don't know, in the early 2000s, I guess you'd say. Hung out over here for a day or two. But anyway, it's good to see family and friends. And appreciate some of our people coming over. God bless you. Thank you for your effort. I got to thinking the last few days about homecoming. Great times, amen. I mean, a lot of memories in homecoming. I loved homecoming growing up. I mean, we had our home. It's a big thing. Dinner on the ground. Remember that phrase? Dinner on the ground. Amen. Great excitement. But we had sawhorses. Sawhorses, and they'd bring these plywood boards and put them up on the plywood, put them up on the sawhorses, you know. Use them old clamps to hold them together. So you'd have to be careful when you're reaching for stuff. If you hit those clamps when those boards fall, you've had a bad day. Amen. Playing ball after the fact. We had a yard out beside our church, and on the other side of the road was some woods. And, man, as quick as we get our moms and dads head turned, we would head for those woods and play. And I remember those times. I remember the fried chicken, the show enough fried chicken, not this boneless fried chicken and stuff they come up with now. Go to restaurants now, it says chicken fried chicken. You ever seen that? Chicken fried chicken. Like, what in the world is chicken fried chicken? All right. But back when you just reached up there and had a handful of chicken, you know. I remember that deep fried okra, that where you cut it off, you know, not just store-bought, big around as your thumb. I'm talking about them, eat them like potato chips. When young'uns eat fried okra, it's got to be good, you know. It's got to be good. But I remember those. And, hey, we hit big time. We looked out there one time, and they was putting some concrete blocks up out there. Out there where the sawhorses go. They put those concrete blocks, then they'd bring the plywood up. Yeah. Well, that was good. We had a good time. There's no hurries, I remember. Nobody got in a hurry. Y'all have already alluded to that. No hurry. Nobody watching their watch or anything like that. Laughter. Everybody getting along, so to speak, you know. Men even have a smoking section at church. Y'all remember that? Yeah. People be late for the choir. They'd be sitting on the front porch smoking. You could see them back through there, and they'd hit that last draw, throw it out there, and come up here about the second song, you know. Lord, have mercy. And then the homecoming, they'd set up over behind the building. I can see them now. I can name them. My dad was right in the middle of them. So families came home for service. Then families that used to attend, they'd always come back for their homecoming. It's like it used to be. I pray for services like it used to be. Don't you? We have dropped the ball, guys. We have dropped the ball for praying and studying and doing what's necessary to be what it, and we even had a time back in our homecoming, we'd have a time of reflection where people would get up and talk about different salvations in the altar. I remember back, I got saved right down there. Even the ones that had went on in other services or left town would come up and they'd talk about the times they come to the altar and got saved. Talked about the old men of God that would stand up and they would stand up and they'd preach. And I remember back in my day, and my people know my hero, Lloyd Guffey. He would come and just preach. That old shirt tail be hanging out, them suspenders be off. That coat would done be shed. He'd have to go back and change shirts. He'd be so wet with sweat when he come out. Just people would just pour to the altar. John R. Bailey would preach homecoming. And I tell you, his hair would just be as white as cotton. I can remember that just like it was yesterday. I miss those days. I miss those services like that, you know. Even in this services, I can remember different evangelists and different preachers and stuff has filled this pulpit. T.D., Brother T.D. in his heyday, man, he could preach it down, couldn't he? He could preach it down. Brother Ben, y'all know Brother Ben Snyder? Man, he would come in, and Joe Arthur, some of the Jubilees, you know. Oh, I can remember some of the services. I remember some of the message that has impacted my life and those that I'm glad I listened to, glad I applied. And there have been some that I look back and wish I had applied, you know. Every message is intended for everybody. Either you're going to need it now or you're going to. That's how the Holy Spirit does it. But I remember those days. I remember those homecoming days when it would be that good and we would just set aside and make time for all those things that was needed. Great memories and great times around homecoming days. And even here, well, let me tell you something. There's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when there's going to be even a greater homecoming service. You know, even the songs tells us that was sung today, tells us about reality of our Christian life, right? We will remember. We will remember. Wonder why in the scripture how the Holy Spirit always lays out, remember, think of times past. Why is that? Because he knows we're going to go through some present things that we need to look back and pull from our yesterdays. If God was faithful yesterday, we hope and pray he's going to be faithful today. Amen. I remember homecoming messages to where that very thing would be brought out. Walk me through. Walk me through. Now, what a song, huh? Miss Glenda, that was beautiful. Walk me through. Now, why would God lay on somebody's heart to write that song unless there's going to be some days that you needed to be guided and walked through? You know? I mean, the Holy Spirit don't make mistakes. He comes in and he just gives everybody the right thing at the right time to pin it down. I've been to Calvary. I like this line, the young lady said. I have peace when they say I shouldn't. Now, why give somebody a song like that unless there are going to be some days when it's not understood that you have peace when you shouldn't? Amen. Hold me in the storm. Little lines I was writing down. For my problems, my fears, my weaknesses, and my tears, help me get through. Now, why lay that on somebody's heart unless there's a reality of needing that very thing? Amen. That needing that very thing. And then Jesus. Jesus is the answer to everything, isn't he? Jesus. I speak the name of Jesus. That fixes everything. Fixes anything you can come up with. The name of Jesus. And homecoming services are great. And we come in here and we have a reminiscing about the past. And we see our family. We see our friends. Oh, good to see you. And oh, how you been? And all this other stuff. And that's always good. I hadn't seen you in a while. And all these things. And homecoming services are great. But let me tell you something. As good as the Spirit has been here this morning, it's temporary. It's temporary. The reason why I say temporary, Alan, is because sometimes we'll have these services and we'll go, "Woo, man, this is good. I hate to leave here." But you know what? Sooner or later we do, right? And then a half mile down the road, boom. Boom. Then the old enemy comes at us and he starts throwing up things and reminding us of some things. And all of a sudden the great homecoming service just kind of fades off just a little bit. And then we have to remember. We will remember. That sometimes during the week we have to reach back to what was said, what was done, kind of get us through the day, get us through the storms, get us through our fears and our problems and our worries and our tears. Why is that? Because that's reality. We're here and we're here. We're here and we're here. And as great as this homecoming service is today, there are some hindrances. But there's going to be a day with no more hindrances. No more hindrances is going to weigh us down. Open your Bibles, if you would, to Revelation. Revelation. You think, oh, Lord, Revelation. Revelation. Read some things here. I'm reminded when I come in here at homecoming, I'm thinking, I think of certain things. Tammy and I got married here. So when I come in, I think of getting married to the love of my life. All right, I've married Lauren and Rhett. I married them here. So I think of that. It's a family come in church one day, and little boy, 4 or 5 years old, says, Mama, why is the bride all in white? And she says, oh, hon, white speaks of joy. White speaks of happiness. Today is the happiest day of her life, and she will never forget it. And he says, oh. He looks up and sees the groom all in black. Looks at his dad and says, I understand. I don't know why I thought of that, but that's, you know what. All right. But when we come in at times, we think homecoming, we think about memories. We think about good things and bad things. And I mean, not bad things, but good things. But let's look over in Revelation chapter number 21. I'm going to read a few verses in here. I'm just going to kind of skip around, but you're going to get the gist of it. Amen. The Bible says, and I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. Now, here are some hindrances that we face down here that we're not going to face there. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain. For the former things are passed away, the grief, the burdens, the worries. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. It's there. It's available. It's done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Let's look at, jump over to chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Obviously, there was a need to heal the nations. And there shall be no more curse. Amen. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. They will need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Man, what a day that'll be, huh? What a day that'd be. I mean, compare this type of service to all the good services that we had. I mean, we can put all the services that we had in a big old sack, shake them all up, and just throw out one all mixed together, and it's still not going to be as good as that day. Still not going to be as good as that day. You know why? Because our services here, whether it be revival services, whether it be jubilee services, whether it be homecoming service, are temporary. It's temporary. Last for a moment. Now, we know we got the presence of God if we're saved to go around with us all the time. But I'm talking about these collective services. And as great as they are, they're just here in the present. But they're going to be that one day. You know, I got to thinking this week. I was sitting on the back deck, Justin, and started to write a few things. You ever start writing stuff and God just give you so much stuff you just can't write quick enough? All right, then while you're writing the second thing that he gave you, he's done on the fourth one, and then you freak out because you don't remember the third one, you know? Then you say, God, I'm sorry. It's not, but I wasn't listening. You're just too quick for me. All right? But I don't know. I got to thinking about his homecoming. I got to thinking about homecomings of past when I was a little boy and how excited I was and how it just mesmerized me. How they'd stand up and talk about of old and there was an excitement around of the anticipation of the future days ahead. Right. Homecoming services. Don't get no better than that, does it? But it does. It does. And I wrote down some things that just may hinder us in our services, even at homecoming. One is today's burdens. Today's burdens. Braves lost last night. That's a burden. You know, I mean, they got to straighten up. They got to tighten up. You got to beat the ones you're supposed to beat. Amen? Braves lost last night. Now they're a half a game behind. Dang it. That's a burden. I'm talking about things that pulls our minds away in services. Sure. Things the enemy will bring across your mind to make sure that, hey, don't get too involved here. It's only temporary. The election's coming up. Today's burdens. The election's coming up. You better worry. You better pray. You better give. You better do this. Hey, I've got some family problems, and if I would allow my mind to rest just a minute, guess what? That's where my mind goes. My mind goes right there. You know why? Because that enemy has done heard me say some things. That enemy has done saw me praying and grieving in the midnight hour about certain ones and this and that. So now all of a sudden, right when the Holy Spirit can do his work and we rest our mind a minute, that family problem comes up. That family issue might necessarily be at my house, but it might be at my children's house. Bills are due. You ever get that sitting in service? Bills are due. I just don't know how. Just don't know how I'm going to make it. Why is that? That's the old enemies coming up. You know why? Because these services are temporary. Our mind can't stay focused long enough. Or I just don't feel right. Something's wrong. I can't put my mind on it, but something just doesn't feel right. Times that we worry about certain things about today. And then we look, just like Alan said, it's them two police officers and their families. My heart burdens for that. We have a generation now who stands up against any type of especially biblical authority. We've got teachers that are slapped. We've got their hair pulled. They're assaulted inside their school buildings. Then the parents take their side. That's a burden. What was it, just a week or so ago? Somebody ran over a five-year-old in Atlanta and just left him in the road. Just left him, found him later. I mean, who does that? Who does that? That's burdensome for us. Should be burdensome for the Christian people. Evil. Evil is made out to be good, and good is made out to be evil. You just don't understand it's today's burdens. If we're not careful, we come to these services and we let our minds just pause just for a minute. All these things start coming at us. But there's going to be a day to where all that is going to be pushed aside. Because I just read, no crying, all tears will be wiped away. Behold, all things become new. All the old things that's caused all that stuff would be lay aside. We will be there one day if you're saved. You talk about a homecoming service. But today's burdens, they weigh me down, don't they, you? What about tomorrow's worries? What about tomorrow's worries? Hey, got a doctor's appointment coming up. I just don't know what they're going to say. I just don't know what's going on. I just don't know what's to be done. Got that test coming up, young people. Got that test. I better study. Because if I miss this one compared to my other class, I'm not going to be able to play ball. I'm not going to be able to do this. All this pressure. Work not looking good. Economy is not, you know, all this recession coming up and stuff. It's just brother against brother out there now. And I don't know about my job. And home's falling apart. Something's just not right. Can't lay my finger on it, but something's not right. You ever run into this fear of worries for tomorrow? God, I want to serve you. I want to be in this place, but God, I have a fear of failing you tomorrow. I've been in places to where I've been in times when my life seemed like to where I needed God so much, I was fearful of messing up. because I could not go through the day of the worry of, oh, it's my fault. If I could just do this more, if I could just do that more, because I need God, I need you to do this. And it weighted me down because I had a fear of failing God. God, I can't mess up tomorrow. I need you to hear me. I need you to step forth. I need you to do all these things. And it just weighted me down. And it hindered me in my service. It hindered me in my study time. It hindered me in my relationship for Him. It went from an intimacy of a relationship to a fearful relationship. And that can weigh us down if we're not careful. That'll mess our homecoming services up. That'll mess any kind of services up. The fear of our tomorrows. We have all these things that can hinder us that we don't want it to. Brother Charles, he's with us today. I love him dearly. He's loved at our church, but he he'll tell you he's got Parkinson's, and he's not one to say anything. But I tell you what, when you got these health issues, we all got health issues. We might not know what they are right now, but I promise you, we got them. Hey, something just. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's called you don't know, but you're going to know in about a couple more months. You'll know. All right? But we got all this stuff, all these hindrances, and He is so faithful, and He's there. But every once in a while, you can see in their faces, can't you? Man, you okay? Anything going on? Well, I'm just not resting good. Just not resting good. Pray for us, but God's good. God's good. What a testimony that is. You know? Well, Charlie, hey, you want to go out to eat? Well, I would, but I didn't sleep. I'm just tired. I just need to go home, take a nap. You know? We worry about that. I worry about me getting older. Do you not? Do you not worry about yourself getting older? And you look at certain things, and you look around the room. Where's Miss Barbara? Where's Miss Barbara? Y'all know where she's at, but normally if she could be here, she could be here, right? She would be here. But see, that's our concern for tomorrow. If God tarries long enough, we're all going to have some issues. And all of a sudden, do we have people around our lives to help take care of our issues, or do we not? See, the older you get, the more you worry about that stuff. Because you see what age has done to others. And then you have a big service like this, and you look around and say, oh, man, this is great. The songs are great, and the Word of God's being preached, and the Holy Spirit is strong. And then you look over there and see who's not here. And then your mind goes right there. Wow. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a day. It's going to be a homecoming day to where we don't have to worry about things like that. Amen. Brother Charles won't come up shaking. Oh, he might be shaking, but it won't be on account of no Parkinson's disease. All right? He won't say, I need to go home and take it. It's just full of fellowship. Whole day of fellowship. A forever fellowship. Amen? Forever fellowship. Don't have to worry about things like that. We don't have to worry about our today's burdens. We don't have to worry about our tomorrow's worries. Tell you another thing we don't have to worry about. 9/11. 9/11, they have a tradition. I don't know if they're going to do it, but they've been doing it. I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but they get the families together. And they get together, and they give them one each time. And Ellen, they sit there, and they read off all the family members who are no longer here. Man, I look around the room. I think about the ones that's no longer here. This is homecoming. It's when everybody's getting here. But Miss Glenda, she sung a song called Walk Me Through. This is homecoming. This is great for her. This is a great service for her. But she will look around and know who's not here. Brother Tim's not here. But it's going to be a day, Glenda. It's going to be a glad day when that homecoming service, you won't have to read his name to be checked off. Look around, Miss Dar, Mr. Tommy's not here. Tommy's not. I mean, it's a great service, but let me tell you something. When you have a past loved ones, when you have somebody that's all involved in homecoming, and it means so much to you, it's just not the same unless your family is here. So it's a good heart. It's a good spirit. Oh, let's go. Let's get excited. The girls are ready to sing. All is, but in the back of her mind, somebody's not here. It's not just about every time I come in and I look around and I miss my buddy Chuck. He's not here today. He's in heaven. But let me tell you something. When they sang about walk me through, when they sing about my fears and my tears for tomorrow, let me rest assured, in spite of how good this service is, I guarantee you, little Miss Melita back there, for just a moment in time, thinks about just momentarily, who's not here? There's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when all present and accounted for. There's going to be a day there's not going to be any hindrances and not going to be any of this in this momentary lapses that our mind rests for a minute and all of a sudden the enemy will come in and just say, well, I know you're having a good time, but look around. There's going to be a time when on that great homecoming day, all present and accounted for. I miss Charlie, don't you? Don't y'all miss Charlie around here? That I can see him walking right now, coming down through here, coming up down the thing. Coming in, hey, Brother Allen. I liked him because he and I had the same heads. Oh, he was faithful in his service, wasn't he? Oh, he was faithful. Brother Ben's not here. There's all kind of people that's not here that should be here. Parents, the loss of their children, and children, the loss of their parents, husband and wives and husbands. If we're not careful, we'll let our minds stay paused long enough to fear what our children will face tomorrow. Desperate times. I know I'm getting older, and anything could happen. Last night, things enter my, when you get my age, things enter your head that's just ain't supposed to enter your head. You know, Brother John, he's part of our church. He's had some problems with some heart issues here lately, from A to Z. From shingles to heart. That's, bless his heart, he's messed up. John's just messed up. Y'all pray for him. Right. But last night, it's been a hurry, some weekend and stuff, you know. It just had to go there, went up to Somerville, went down to South Georgia, all this other stuff. And last night, my left arm started hurting a little bit, just kind of aching, you know. I'm going, man, what was going on? I mean, it could, you know, I probably just reached in the back of the truck the wrong way or something, you know, and that's all it is. It's simple as that, but still, all of a sudden, that old say, hey, man, you messed up too. I don't know. So, it ain't nothing. And Tammy's going, you okay? You okay? And I'm going, honey, then I got to thinking, I don't know. So you know what I did? I went in there and get the old aspirin. Well, I don't know. That's what they say. I don't know. I'm just going to take it and see what's going on. I don't know. You know, took my phone, put it on the other side, you know. I'm thinking, all right. Man, we messed up. But here's, what if something was to happen? What if it would? Now I got to worry about a bunch of boys back there. What did I not tell them? What did I not prepare them for? Some of the things that I can see, mistakes are going to be made. You know why? Because I did them. The consequences from the mistakes, I know because I suffered them. What did I didn't say? What kind of advice am I not going to be able to give if something was to happen? All these things. And it might be, hey, this just might be me. It might be me that God just might be saying, boy, you better straighten up because, you know, your day's coming pretty quick. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, these things that can hinder our spirit at times, because if we let our minds settle for just a minute, we begin to worry about all kind of things. I worry sometimes about pastoral issues. Or not really just pastoral issues, but let's just say God called issues. Okay? Talking with Ceylon. A while ago, he's been teaching Sunday school for 175 years. Well, let's see, I got it figured up right. He said since he was 16, so maybe 161 years. But I know 50 plus. I know 50 plus. Well, see, God put that burden on him. And you can't tell me that his, when he studies and all this stuff, and he studies and he thinks about people in his class, and he comes up and he says, oh, I know what they're going through right there. And this right here will help them. This right here will mean something to them. Thank you, God. And then all of a sudden, service come, and guess what? They're not even there. Not even there. And you go, God, God's the same pastoring. Same thing you worry about. And the ones that do come, and then they come up with leave for whatever reason, you literally think, what was not said? What was not done? Did we not pray enough? Did we not study enough? What is it? Then you see ones that's supposed to be maturing, and it's not. And you're going, what? God, is it me? Am I not hearing you? And it's, well, sometimes it's just them, you know. But I'm talking about you got that burden. What are you not doing right? Sunday school teacher, what are you not doing right? In the choir, what? God laid this song on my heart. Now we sung it, and why? And then after the fact, you go, God, did I miss you? Just all these God-called burdens on us that if we let our minds settle just for a moment, the enemy will use that to attack. And then you take that good spirit-filled service, that good spirit that God's going to do something, and then it just brings you down. But there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when all those hindrances are laid aside. Everything's going to be laid aside. Don't have to worry about any of that. Everything that's set up there is supposed to be set. Everything that's done up there is supposed to be done. Oh, the Bible said it's already done. He said, it's done. Oh, I can imagine what it was going to be like to where we can, when Paul preaches his sermons physically. David talks about how God laid certain things on his heart when he wrote certain psalms. About why he was in the cave when he had the opportunity to slay the one that was wanting to slay him. And he held back because God's chosen. I'd like to hear that story firsthand one day, wouldn't you? Going to hear it. Going to hear it. All these things that limit us down here now is not going to be hindered up there. Let me share this with you. Then we'll close. Up there, there's going to be no hindrance of worship. See, down here, I hope it comes out right. It probably won't, but I hope it does. We have His Holy Spirit down here, right? Oh, I could feel it after the first two or three notes, couldn't you? I mean, there was some excitement, some lively, some hands clapping, some amens in the background. Amen about that, you know? That means somebody in tune or somebody got poked. I don't know which one it was. But either one, you're awake, all right? But one of these days, we're going to be able to worship Him with no hindrances whatsoever. None. Can you imagine what that is? You ever find that place in service to where it's just good? I mean, it's just good, and you just hate to move, you just hate to leave, and you hate to transfer over to something else. You just wait on the Holy Spirit to see what He's going to do. Can you imagine that? There's not going to be a 24/7 there, but can you imagine that forever? Can you imagine that? What's going to be one day? No hindrances. Down here, we have the Holy Spirit that will come in and settle in on us a little bit, right? But we got to be careful because He's a perfect gentleman. He can be quenched. He can be uninvited just as quick as He can be invited, right? Right in the big moment of Scripture, or right in the moment of pointing a message or during the invitation, the enemy's, he lays across on somebody. Hey, you got to go to the bathroom. You got to hurry up, get out of here. You don't know. So he gets up, you know, and they walk out of there. And guess what? Right in the middle of there, all heads turn that way. All heads turn that way. And about the moment, just shoo, things like that happen. But see, most people don't think nothing about that. But let me tell you something. People from that pulpit does. People do. But we have the Holy Spirit here, right? We have the Holy Spirit to settle in on us, but we got to be careful because he'll withdraw a little bit. Can you imagine being in a place to where not only do you have the Holy Spirit, but you have the Son of God and the Father? Amen. At the same time. The Bible says we will worship him as he, we shall see him as he is. As he is. Can you imagine? All the temporary sweet spots will be turned into permanent spots. Mercy alive. All these things. On that homecoming day, all these things that we come in here and we get all excited and we get our minds to settle in a little bit, and then we get pulled this way of who's not here. We get pulled that way of the worries for tomorrow. We get pulled here for our burdens for today. We get worried about who's not faithful, who's not here, who said what. We get worried on account of our family's going through this. My husband's not acting right. My children's not acting right. Their marriage, my next door neighbor. All this stuff that we know God is the answer. We know it is, but for some reason they just say no, no, no. I love that song, Shallow Song. Speak the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, and let me tell you something. I don't think I've ever heard it sung any prettier. Amen. I'm not being biased or anything. I promise you guys. I just hadn't. That was just showing enough good. Amen. Hindrances of worship. We shall see him on that day as he is. I'm going to read these next verses of Scripture. And then we'll stand. The Bible says in chapter number 22, verse number 12, "And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Verse 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." In verse 20, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly." Amen. The writer agreed. Amen. And he said this, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Let me tell you something that God, that John knew when he wrote that. John knew there's coming a day. Amen. There's coming a day. He just wrote down about all the tears will be wiped away. I wondered how many tears he remembered that has fell down his face. That says, what a day that's going to be when I don't have to worry about that. And nobody I care about has to worry about that. Well, the day that's going to be when I don't have to worry about my hindrances of worship. I don't have to worry about who's not here because they all will be there. I don't have to worry about my children going through some things that I'm not going to be able to be there to help them or guide them or persuade them. It's going to be a day. I can't wait for it, you know. Went up to Somerville Friday and carried some stuff up there to some flood victims and come back through, went by the graveyard. Just went the back way, and it's by the graveyard where my mom and dad is buried. And, oh, man, I'll be honest with you, it's been a while since I've been by. So I pulled in there for a while and sat there, and I guess 30, 45 minutes, and just talked. It's kind of crazy. I guess people driving by are looking by thinking, man, is that dude that's in the paper all the time about me? You know? I just talked. I just miss my dad. I miss my mom, but more so my dad, because I remember more things about my dad. And at times, when I'm in certain services, even at our church or whatever, and it was a good spirit, a good atmosphere, good worship, I think about my dad sitting there because I know how much he enjoyed good worship service. And then my heart goes from excitement, Alan, to grief. Because I'm not going to witness that anymore here. But that one day, I kind of believe, as a family, we'll all see him as he is. We'll all worship him as he is. All present accounted for. Don't have to worry about any ailments. Don't have to worry about creaks and cranks and all the other things that we got to worry about. Not one person's going to be missing. No hindrance of worship. Man, how I long. The older we get, the older I get. To be honest with you, the more I long for that day. The more I long for it. I don't know. It's a great homecoming day. Great homecoming spirit. You know, it's been good. Appreciate you inviting us. But I do felt like the God wanted to remind us that there's, even though it is good here, it's nothing compared to what it's going to be one day. When we're all in service together and nobody's missing. Amen. I want it to come quickly. I just long for it. I do. As we stand, Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless our preaching today. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you do a mighty work in your invitation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just keep your heads bowed if you would. Go ahead, guys.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray.
Invitation's available.
Come, Jesus, come. Today be the
Don't miss
day.
That day, guys. Do not miss that day.
Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade.
Amen. You got hope? There is hope in Jesus.
Jesus come.
He is coming.
stand face to face. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now.
You come if you need to come.
There's no need to wait.
Nobody's pointing fingers or looking.
The past will be won. Rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come.
Did you make that step?
We've been waiting so long.
There may be someone that needs to get saved this morning.
Will the day you return to heal every hurt?
Or your heart should not be wounded as a believer. There's time and room.
Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world is in calm. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come.